Hello, everyone. How's everybody doing? Did you find me? We're in a different room tonight. Just keeping it interesting around here in No BS. But we just got a few things going on. So I hope maybe some of you all saw my live just to remind you, but it was correct on the calendar. So you found me. Say hi if you can hear me. So I'll know I'm in the right place. I think I am. There we go. Hello, Dawn. Hello, Cheryl. Let me change my name. So this is a room that we usually use for our business membership. So I'm glad you all found me over here. Let's see. Rename. There we go. I am Coach Betsy, who is ready for some bench coaching. Hello, hello. All right. Dawn, I'm glad you found me. I know probably some of y'all kind of keep the Zoom ID, handy. But it was different. It was different. Mary Jo, what you doing in here? I thought you had another call. All right. Oh, hello from Scotland. I'm headed across the pond here in just a couple of weeks. Yeah, it was correct in the calendar, TJ, so you were at the right place. Oh, it's not till 6, Mary Jo. Okay. Yes. Thank you. Thank y'all for reminding me about our schedule here. I'm a little off on the time today. All right. Well, what we're going to do today is just talk about binging and talk about how to help ourselves make sense of our binges. And I am just dying to tell you all something that I can't tell you yet because we haven't quite announced it yet, but we have a very exciting opportunity for our bingers in No BS. And I am going to be a part of it. And so stay tuned. Stay tuned. It is coming. I've been kind of dropping hints along the way. But I am just, y'all, I am doing so much learning and research and all kinds of things to help you all as much as I can, and also to help myself because I am someone who may just binge every once in a while. And I am very comfortable describing myself that way because, I am just. I'm not in a place where I say I will never binge again right now. That just doesn't feel right to me when I really check in with myself and check in with my body. It doesn't feel true to me. It doesn't feel right. No announcement, Mary. You haven't no announcement yet. But there is something I will just say, there's something exciting coming for those of you all who binge eat sometimes. So an opportunity is coming. So stay tuned. You all will be the first to know. So today I mentioned in the live, I wanted to check and make sure there wasn't anyone who had any questions on my live or anything. And by the way, y'all feel free to ask any questions. Let's see, there's already something in the Q&A. I will definitely get to that. So feel free to ask any questions in the Q&A or raise your hand and I will bring you on and we'll do some coaching. It can be really powerful. It can be scary, but it can be really powerful to get some coaching on your binging and just to talk about it in this very, very safe place, which is our binge calls every month. So it's my favorite day of the month, I always like to say, because I like to share my stories, maybe not like, but I think it really is helpful for me to share my stories. It's helpful for me and it's helpful for you. And so, speaking of, that's what I want to talk about today. So, post questions in the Q&A, raise your hand for coaching. Okay. And then I am just going to be talking And we will see what we can learn here on this call. Okay. So today I want to talk about my most recent binge, which was yesterday. And I think it is, can just, like I said, be really helpful for you all to hear our experience. And just to remind you that we are human too, please do not put me on it up on any kind of pedestal, because I'm human just like you are. And but I do like to be an example to you all of number one, talking about my binging. And I was actually doing some work on this exciting project I have going. And I was talking about, talking about your binging, right? And how important it can be. But when I say talking about your binging, what do y'all mean? What do y'all think about? Let me know in the chat. Like when I say, it can be really powerful for you to talk about your binging. What are examples of that? I'm talking about my binging right now on this call with you all inside the membership. But there are other ways that you can talk about your binging as well. So let me know in the chat kind of what came to mind when you when I said talk about your binging. Okay. Ariel says a plan for my binges. Interesting. Over now, I'm actually talking about y'all. I'm talking about like talking to, like communicating about your binging. Let me just kind of explain it to you all. Yes, TJ, like sharing about your binging. Maybe that's a better word. Yeah, like, but and kind of the examples I was talking about. Sorry, y'all, if I wasn't clear. Sometimes when we think about sharing our binging with someone, it just feels really scary. And but there are different ways that you can share that may feel more safe than others. That's kind of what I was talking about. I remember when I first told my husband, and y'all, that was hard because I knew that I knew that he wouldn't shame me or anything like that, but I also was knew that probably he wouldn't really get it. He wouldn't really understand. So that may not feel as safe as maybe sharing it on a call like this, right? Inside of our group, getting coached on a call like this, or asking a question in the Q&A, or maybe doing a post in the Facebook group, maybe talking to your accountability partner about it, or talking to your coach about it. If you have a one-on-one coach, talking about it in Ask Coaches and reaching out for help there. There's all kinds of different ways that you can share about your binging, because here is the power of sharing, y'all. The power of bringing our binges into the light is that, one of the hallmark things with our binging is the shame that we attach to it so often, right? And we're always working on having less shame. But y'all, talking about it can kind of fast forward the shame reduction, because when you bring your binging into the light, shame cannot survive in the openness. Shame thrives in the darkness. Coach Jane taught me that. It just loves to kind of thrive and multiply in the darkness over here in the corner, the dark corner. But if we're coming out and saying, okay, I binged yesterday. Y'all, I'm not saying this is the easiest thing in the world for me to do, but I also know that it's important for me to be an example for you all of what can help you. And when I come on here and talk about my binges, that is a way that you can share about your binges. But here's another way. If all of that stuff still feels too scary, where it's like, well, I don't know if I want to reach out and ask coaches. I don't know if I want to, post in Facebook group, or I don't know if I want to, ask a question in the Q&A. Share your binging with yourself in your journaling. And just start out with, and since it's journaling month, that's kind of what I wanted to get to here, is your journaling, just you and your paper or your iPad, can be one of the most powerful ways for you to bring your binging into the light, because you're bringing it into the light of yourself with yourself onto the paper. You're bringing it to the paper, and it can really help to like shame and sharing and getting curious about what's going on. They can't coexist together. You got to at least put the shame aside for a little while to sit down with your journaling and get curious about what's going on with your binging. And I encourage you all to just like start with a question of, I binged yesterday. We got some resources on all kinds of stuff like that, worksheets and things like that. But if you just want a question to write up at the top of a page, is say, I binged yesterday. Why? Or how does it make sense that I binged yesterday? Or how could it make sense that I binged yesterday? Or what was just going on with me yesterday when I binged? Just something to spark your curiosity, because again, you got to put that shame aside to get curious about your binging. Okay. Veronica, it's amazing that you've told your accountability partner. I want you to celebrate that. Okay. Even if she and you are the only ones that ever know about your binging, that's amazing. All right, let's see. Jane says, it used to be something I was ashamed of, and now talking about it helps me normalize it. Absolutely. The more we talk about it, the more it's just like, okay, this is just something I do sometimes. Okay. And of course, it's also normal for it to feel scary. Anything new we're doing is scary. Okay. So let me tell you all about my binge yesterday. So basically, what was it? I think it's also very powerful just to say, like, okay, what did I eat? Right. Let's just kind of talk about it in a very factual way. I stood in the kitchen, and I think standing is definitely something that I want to say, because I always want to kind of see, oh, is this a pattern? Is this something I've done before? Standing and eating? Oh, yeah, that's definitely a pattern for me in the kitchen. And I had popcorn, like, I had this leftover popcorn. I'd popped popcorn in a popcorn popper on Sunday. And I ate about half of it, and then I saved the rest. And so it was basically like a gallon size bag of popcorn. And then after that, I was like, well, we're doing this. Let's have some ice cream too. And ate ice cream out of the container. And then proceeded to eat my lunch after that. So just, this is a kind of a very, kind of typical binge. A lot of you all kind of ask, like, what is really the definition of a binge? It can be a large amount of food in a small amount of time, and kind of ignoring your hunger signals, ignoring your enough signals, all that kind of stuff. Okay, so that was definitely a typical kind of binge for me. And then, like, I ate my lunch, and then I kind of kept kind of grab-assing things after that, before I went back to work for the afternoon. And so that's what I ate. So the patterns I kind of recognize in that are standing and eating, being in the kitchen and just kind of like looking in the cupboards for things. Also, the time of day, definitely in the middle of the day when I'm by myself at home. So this is what you all can kind of be thinking about as I'm talking, right? Like, what are your typical binge patterns? Because we've got to know what's going on first before we can change anything. Okay. So, middle of the day, lunchtime, or kind of after lunch, before I go back to work for the afternoon, is a common pattern for me. Kind of what I was eating, like just very mindlessly, just hand to mouth with the popcorn, and then also eating out of containers and things like that. So not really, I mean, I was standing, so not really paying attention to, not really wanting to pay attention, right? Not wanting to pay attention. I was wanting to check out. And I'll tell y'all why in a minute, or kind of my guess of why. What other patterns? I was by myself. So that's definitely something that, is a common. I have binged before in front of my husband, but usually it is when I'm by myself. Trying to think if there's any other patterns that I recognize. Sweet and salty combo. So the popcorn was salty, the ice cream was sweet. So definitely that kind of going back and forth is a pattern for me as well. And so now I want to think about kind of the pattern of how this got started and really like, or what I was avoiding. Yes, what was I thinking? Right? That's kind of what I want to think about next. Y'all are coaching me from the chat. So here's the deal, y'all. I'm working on this very exciting things for you all. But like I said, I'm also just human. And I've got a lot of doubts about if I have any business helping y'all with this. And I've just got a lot of self-doubt. I don't feel very confident. I'm doing something new with this thing at work. And like I just hear, well, how can you help someone else if you still binge sometimes? That's really the thought that I'm hearing. And I'm like, well, I can't. So let me just go binge and kind of just check out for a little while. I did some journaling. I wanted to like show y'all. I mean, y'all can't actually like read all of this. I mean, you could, but do y'all see what my journaling looks like? It's not beautiful paragraphs. Okay. It's like a sentence, it's a little list. Coach Kathy actually helped me a little bit with, with some coaching and stuff. And I was listening to her Marco Polo. And so I was taking some taking some notes from that. So this is what journaling looks like, y'all. It's not a bunch of beautiful paragraphs, but I was just really, really like judging myself and just having a lot of self-doubt and not feeling good enough. And I just wanted to check out for a little while. And then I kind of added on to that, like, well, how messed up is this? Is that I'm binging? Because I don't think I can help other bingers. This is the life of a coach, y'all. Where it's like sometimes, as coaches, we think that we can't be human or we can't help you. But I saw somebody in here, you can help us because you still binge sometimes. And I just forget that sometimes, y'all. I think I need to be perfect for y'all. And I know, consciously or kind of, I know, logically that that's not true. But I just forget. And I say, you know what? I just don't think I'm good enough. I just don't know if I can do this. And that's when I eat sometimes. So I think it's important to keep it real, like you said, Jane. And I appreciate your words. She said, I'd rather have you help me than someone who has no idea what it's like to binge. Absolutely, y'all. I know that I am the perfect person to help you. It's just sometimes I forget that. Sometimes I just kind of forget that I believe that, or I just kind of lose a little bit of belief, but I can get it right back. So, I want to keep sharing and I will keep sharing, but sometimes it just feels hard. So I appreciate you all just listening. And I hope it helped you just because to kind of like give you that little kind of structure for your journaling, since again, this is journaling month of, okay, what did I eat? Let me just get it out on paper and just see it on paper. I'm telling you that takes so much of the power away from it when we can just say, okay, I ate some popcorn and some ice cream. And then I ate my lunch. Like, get this some of this stuff down to the facts so that you really can start to see these things more objectively. Because when it's just swirling around your head, oh my gosh, the popcorn and the ice cream. And then I just went ahead and ate my lunch anyway. And then I ate some other stuff after that, right? But it's like if we just write it down in this very objective way, that can help us. And then when we start recognizing the patterns where it's like, oh yeah, when I'm not feeling good enough at work, this is when I want to binge. And I also wanted to share, this is some more research I've been doing for you all about like, what does my urge to binge sound like? Now, sometimes it sounds different, but what is kind of, what's like the common voice, my common urge voice? Sometimes we're not even like conscious of it. Sometimes we just start eating before we are even kind of conscious and hearing the voice. I'd love to hear from y'all in the chat too about what your urge to binge sounds like. Sometimes mine sounds like it sounds kind of like an excited little kid where it's like, oh, this would be fun. Like, oh, we've got that ice cream in the freezer. Do you want to go have some of that? It sounds very exciting. Very, kind of draws you in. You deserve it. Yes, definitely. A lot of times that you deserve it voice can come in. Great awareness, Amy. Janet, what did your urge voice sound like? And good job just writing out what you had, right? Let's just get it out there like it's just facts, and it is facts. Ooh, Sharon, I shouldn't be eating this. So I'm going to eat it all, right? So you just start off with some judgment, right? Well, that feels like crap. So let's eat, right? So it's a lot of judgment of what you're doing, a lot you're shooting on yourself. You've been good. Why not treat yourself? Yes. Let's see what else. Ooh, Sharon, that's a good one. Eat it now so I don't have to worry about it tomorrow, right? It's so convincing. And y'all, if you read these, right, it's like they're all kind of a little different, but it's this very, very convincing, like, well, we'll do better tomorrow. Let's get it out of our system. Let's get it out of the house. And then we just won't buy it again when we know that there's more right down the street. But we've got to get to know this voice. I'm not saying you got to like love it or even be friends with it, but we got to at least bring it up into the consciousness, right? And so yesterday, I think it happened so quick and it was probably just like, let's just go. Oh, we got that popcorn. Let's just go see. Actually, it was first, it was like, let's just go see what's in the kitchen because we're just feeling so icky right now. Let's just go see what's in the kitchen, see if there's anything like we forgot about. And I actually had forgotten about the popcorn. And I was like, oh my gosh, I got the popcorn. Right. But I'm telling y'all, we're bringing all this stuff into the light. And that is the first step with all of this. No one is around. I'll keep you company. Eat it now so no one will see you. The snacks help me concentrate on my work. I've been coaching a bunch of my private clients in OBS about that lately, about like, but you're so tired. The food will give you a boost of energy. Or like, I mean, it's almost like kind of one or the other. The food will keep me awake, or the food will help me go to sleep. So sometimes it's one or the other. Sometimes it's both. So we got to get to know this very, very convincing voice, because then that's the only way that we can start to question it and really start to say, like, wait a minute. I actually suggest that you name your urge voice. I like to call mine Elizabeth because my actual real name is Elizabeth. And my urge voice, that kind of like excited kid, is kind of one voice, but I actually have a voice that has, for some reason, has a British accent. And I mean, she's still part of me, and so I wanted to like name her something to do with me. But naming her, I think kind of like means that you're kind of building a relationship with her. right? And I'm trying to remember Coach Christie's name for her urge voice. Gertrude is TJ's. You can start again tomorrow. That's that real sexy kind of voice. It may need to be kind of a sexy name because isn't she talking sexy a lot of times? Like, oh, we can just start again tomorrow. Right? Steve. I think Christie's is Steve. Is that what you're saying? I think it is Steve. I know she had a funny one. Let's see. Gail said, today my urge to eat, oops, back up, came because I was feeling a bit nauseous. I noticed I was not hungry, but felt like I wanted crackers or bread. Had the thought that that seemed like a strange time to eat, but felt like my body thought that was the solution. And so, Gail, just stay curious about that. I mean, that may have really been more like a physical need for you to just have a little something to kind of calm your stomach. Okay. So this is a good example of like, okay, there are times when we maybe don't want to just absolutely follow hunger and enough because like our body is physically telling us like we need a little something on our stomach to feel better. But only you know what the real truth is there, Gail. Let me close my door real quick because my husband just got out. Okay. Just heard the garage go up. Let's see. Wanda. Brenda Brain. I love it. I love it. So yeah, when you start to really name your urge voice, like that she's just part of you, she's hanging out inside of you, you can start to kind of at least learn to coexist with her rather than say, like, shut up or, oh, I wish you weren't here, right? No. She's there. She's actually there to protect you. She's there to try to help you out because your habit is to binge to feel better. And so she actually wants you to feel better. But you also know that there are other ways for you to feel better. So, oh my gosh, y'all got all kinds of fancy names here. All right. Let me see. I just love seeing you all get really curious about your binges, right? Janet says, I think I binge when I'm lonely. So mine says, I'll keep you company, right? It's like you're starting to figure out the patterns here of, okay, I binge when I feel lonely. Good to know, right? That's kind of my habit is to binge. But I want y'all to start opening yourselves up to, okay, what else? What else? What is another option here? Maybe you're not willing to try anything yet, but just what is another option? And a lot of times, y'all, it is to feel the feeling that you're trying to avoid. Yesterday, an option for me was to just like feel not good enough and to feel doubt. There's no magic answer here that's like gonna feel amazing necessarily. I needed to just be like, okay, this is just, yeah, I'm doing something new. This is when it just doesn't feel good and I don't wanna do it, but I really do. But I'm just going to like, y'all, we can do a lot of things even when we have some doubt. One of my favorite mantras, I doubt it, but I do it. I did not follow that yesterday. That's okay because I don't ever have to be perfect. But that's a good thing to remember is that we can do things when we are feeling doubt, when we're feeling not good enough, when we're not feeling confident, when we're feeling insecure. Yeah, maybe a short walk. Maybe just some deep breaths. Like, okay, I'm just feeling not good enough. Let's just keep going. I think it'll help me to keep going. Okay. All right, let me answer this question in the Q&A. I had a binge last night, and for the life of me, I can never uncover the underlying reason or the what did my body need or any of that. All I can come up with was an intense desire for the food. But no BS talks about binges being the result of some underlying reason. I can't find it. Great question. First off, it sounds to me like you're really familiar with that intense desire, right? We call that an urge. Because it is the feeling of urgent desire. It feels very fast. It feels very urgent, right? And so we got so many wins in here already. Y'all, that is another thing I'm doing a lot of studying on is how powerful recognizing your wins can be with binging. Y'all know we way back when for my OGs, remember our program we had called Binging Better. I still love that term because it kind of gets your attention because it's like, wait a minute, how do you binge better? Oh, you can binge better every single time you binge if you can find a win. And y'all, if you can't find one, you find me and I'll find one. But for you, Anonymous, I mean, you reached out for help here in the Q&A. That's another win. But it's like you're listening for a reason. And we got to celebrate that too. You hadn't found it yet, but you're listening and you're also very aware of your urge voice. So many wins all the time. I mean, all over the place. So here's what I suggest that you do. This is kind of a little game that I like to play with my clients, and I want to offer to you as well. So I want you to, you could even kind of get you a blank sheet of paper and like write about this, but I want you to think about last night. Before you binged, or maybe even in the middle of your binge. And so I want you to think about like kind of picture yourself there, visualize yourself. You all can all do this with me and think about your last binge or your last overeat. Okay. Because you can do this for binging, overeating, anything to kind of figure out like, okay, what did I really need in that moment? Just to kind of open you up and get you more curious. So I want you to think. About I'm gonna use this. Let's say you were eating, you started eating, right? You started binging. I'm picturing me yesterday standing there eating that popcorn. I want you to think about, okay, what if I knocked on your door at that moment and I just walked in? So you didn't have to let me in. Me or Corinne, or just picture one of the coaches, right? Walking in and saying, hey, let's just put the food down here for just a minute. And let's see what's going on here. You can go back, you can eat later if you want to, but let's just stop eating and really check in with ourselves. And see what's really going on here. And if I were to talk about me, if let's say if Corinne had come in at that moment into my kitchen and said, Betsy, put the bag of popcorn down for a minute. What is going on with you? In other words, what have y'all got to be, have all of us, what do we have to be willing to experience? In that moment, because here's the thing, we haven't been willing to experience it, right? Or we would have already. We wouldn't be eating, right? It's some sort of experience that we're afraid to experience. And oh, good. She's responding. I'll tell you in a minute. What would we have to feel in that moment? So I was just telling another client just a little while ago. All we're really ever afraid of is a feeling that we might feel. So, for me in that kitchen yesterday, if I'd put down that popcorn, I would have had to feel not good enough. I would have had to feel, well, I would have had to have felt scared. I would have had to have felt not confident. I would have had to have felt self-doubt. like an imposter, maybe even like a hypocrite. This is when we get into some painful stuff here. Like, who am I to help somebody else when I can't even figure out my binging or I can't get my binging under control? I remember I was just sitting around one day and I heard a thought come up. And y'all, it was painful. And this is like why we keep eating, because the alternative is we got to hear some harsh stuff sometimes. And I was sitting and I don't even know what was going on or what I was thinking about, but I just heard this thought come in. You are such a fucking hypocrite. And y'all, that's hard to hear. But here's the thing. What's the alternative? The alternative is hard too. It's to continue going like we've been going and covering up this hard stuff with another hard thing. And that's the binging. And then the shame and the judgment that comes after it. And when am I ever going to figure this out? Choose your hard. Okay. I am at a place where it's not every single time, but I'm open to hearing this stuff. I'm choosing that hard right now, most of the time, not all the time. Sometimes I still eat like I did yesterday. But when I am open to hearing that really painful stuff, that's something I can work with. That's something I can do. I can, look into. That's something I can question. Because I know I'm not a hypocrite. Like when I'm able to kind of like actually think about it, it's like all y'all were saying. I can help you because I do it sometimes, right? Y'all don't want some perfect person trying to help you. So actually, that painful thought turns into me helping myself way more than the binging does. But also, I'm just gonna binge sometimes too, because it's just gonna feel too hard. So I want to choose this hard most of the time. Anonymous says this exercise was so helpful. Maybe I was feeling disconnected because I was working from home and I didn't have human connection. Yes. I love that you came back in and like, because it's like we've got to set the food aside, because y'all, it is never about the food. We've got to set the food aside to really check in and figure out what's going on. Okay. The food is just the coping mechanism. It could be cigarettes, it could be drugs, it could be, scrolling Facebook, it could be drinking, right? It's like we got to stop whatever that is and say, wait a minute. What am I avoiding right now? What am I not willing to feel right now? That's when we can really start to crack this egg. Okay. Janet says an urge lasts about a half hour, so need to find a replacement that will last about a half hour, correct? Well, maybe. So, an urge, if it is fully felt, just like any other feeling, because, again, an urge is the feeling of urgent desire, it actually has a lifespan of about 90 seconds. If we are fully allowing the feeling, I like to picture any feeling like a wave that comes into the shore and then eventually goes out. But here's the thing. If we're resisting the urge or judging the urge or like, oh my gosh, here's another urge. It's gonna last forever. I'm never gonna figure this out. Then, yeah, it can last a half an hour because resistance adds time onto urges. If we practice allowing the urge, like, okay, I'm just having an urge. This is just an urge. That's like, I mean, y'all, it's simple, but that's kind of my power thought for urges. It's just an urge. Like, check in. Are you hungry? If you're not hungry and you want something specific, like, some Oreos, then there's your sign. It's an urge. All right. I'm not hungry. I just want some Oreos right now. I saw them over there in the break room and I just want them. It's just an urge. Take a few deep breaths. Kind of get busy with something else, and that urge will pass a lot quicker. Maybe not quite at 90 seconds, but probably a lot less than half an hour. But here's the thing, you said, so I need to find a replacement. I mean, you can distract yourself a little bit, but you also need to acknowledge that you ha are having an urge right now, because avoiding it is only gonna kind of like just keep it coming. It's like, oh, I'm having an urge right now. Let me just go like get back to work, or let me just go, do this other thing. But like, I'm having an urge. This is what an urge feels like. Okay. So that's my best guess, or my best kind of advice for that. All right. What else have y'all got? Any other questions or any coaching y'all want? Let me see. Let me get these cleared out. Any other questions about urges? Any other questions about my binge? Any other questions about anything? Let's see. Where could I kind of go from here? I think I'll kind of talk about like after a binge, because that's kind of where I am right now. And actually, I think what I think I'll talk about is, I mean, this is after a binge, right? I will talk with you all about how I binged better yesterday. Number one, so these are my wins, right? This is how I'm binging better. Number one, I talked about it, shared it with you all. Okay. And here's the thing. Sometimes I share with my husband, but actually last night or yesterday, I didn't. Okay. Sometimes I tell him, I was telling a client earlier that, like, I don't expect my husband to understand my binging. Okay. And I think that's important for a lot of you all, where it's like, these spouses of ours, they love us and they want to try to fix stuff, but they can't fix our binging, right? That's something that we've got to fix ourselves. But here's just what I say. I just say something like, "Hey, babe, I'm not gonna have any dinner tonight. I just ate a bunch of stuff today." I mean, that's all. And I mean, I've done that enough where he's like, okay, he knows what it is, but he doesn't understand. But I don't make that mean anything. He doesn't have to understand. And so but I did talk about it with you all. I journaled on it. I stopped eating at some point. Y'all, this is a that's a win that you can get every single time, because here's the thing, you do stop eating at some point. If you ate less food than you have in the past, that's a win. I mentioned I journaled, I got curious about what was going on. I recognized or kind of reminded myself of patterns that I want to watch for in the future with my binging. I actually threw away, I ate all the popcorn until there wasn't any popcorn left, but I threw away this ice cream, y'all, was like not very good. It was like this Reese's ice cream, and it's not even like real ice cream. It's kind of like, I like my Ben and Jerry's, which, it's better quality. So I was like, okay, I'm not gonna just eat this ice cream, because a lot of times, sometimes y'all in a binge, I will keep eating because I want the food to taste better. And so I keep eating it, thinking that the next bite is going to taste better. I didn't do that this time. I was like, we're not doing that this time. We're doing something different and we're throwing away this ice cream because it's not going to get any better than it's gotten. I think I've eaten enough of it to decide that this is as good as it's going to get. Okay, so that's normal. That's normal. And then, like I said, I stopped eating at some point and I just ate my dinner. And then today, I am just back at it. You know, eating breakfast, eating lunch, waiting for hunger. Just back at it. And I see all of those as huge, huge wins. Okay. And I am just feeling a lot less shame about this. And that's another win, too. So I'm sure if I sat here, I could, you know, and just kept going, I could find a lot more wins. So I said, yes, I had dinner. And then, yeah, exactly. I just set the next day as normal meal planning. I mean, but here's the thing, you can't sometimes I don't eat dinner. Sometimes I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to wait until I'm hungry again. And that might be tonight or that might just be tomorrow. But I'm still seeing it as a win if I just had like my regular dinner and like I didn't keep binging. Okay? So I am going to find a win everywhere I can. And because otherwise, I'm just gonna, I'm gonna keep beating myself up. And I refuse to do that. I refuse to do that anymore. Gail said, your comment about eating all the popcorn until it was done resonated with me. I think I've gone through packages of cookies thinking that the urge will be automatically ended when I finish the task of binging. It's a weird compulsion for closure to the food that is tempting me. I don't have that compulsion with broccoli. Yeah. Definitely something that is involved with binging is this, you know, our brain wanting to close a loop, right? And I think that that comes with, again, all this research I'm doing right now. I think those of us who have a lot of perfectionist thinking and we want to do things right, so we can kind of apply that to binging sometimes where it's like, well, I need to eat all the food and like close that loop on the food. And so that's why I see it as such a win that I threw the ice cream away because it was kind of this like imperfect way of binging. And I'm telling y'all, I'm just sitting here like chatting with y'all. Like I wasn't even really aware of that until right now. But I know y'all like to kind of hear what I'm thinking because a lot of y'all are thinking the same things. Danielle says, I always finish everything, food, all the bottled wine, so it's no longer there. I realize, no, that makes total sense, Danielle. Listen to what I just said. Your brain is like, in order to binge right, we need to finish everything. That's just a thought you're having. It makes total sense. Okay. Where we get into trouble is thinking that whatever we're doing makes no sense. That's where we get into trouble. Danielle, I really want you to think about how it makes total sense that you finish everything. Okay. Do some journaling on that. Reach out to Ask Coaches about that. Okay. Because it's just this need for us to like close a loop. Like, well, if I just get it, and I mean, I mentioned earlier, if I just get it all out of my system, right? Or into my system, really, where it's like, if I just finish it, then it will be done. But it's not true. But we've got to kind of realize what our thinking is first. Okay. So just have some compassion for our thinking. Yeah, getting rid of the evidence. Yeah. So it does make sense in a way. Okay. And yeah, some of you all, I always eat dinner because I don't want my husband to know I overate before dinner. Yeah, that's the shame, right? That's the shame. And I'm telling you all, the shame still has a hold on me sometimes, and I don't tell my husband. But when I do, whew, it's hard in the moment sometimes, but it feels better afterwards. That's that kind of choose your heart situation. Let's see. Yes, it's so normal to tend to want to restrict the calories the next day. That's what we call compensatory behaviors. That's a very fancy term for basically trying to make up for the binge. So that's also more research I've been doing. And it's definitely can be part of binging, right? Where we, purging is another compensatory behavior. Over-exercising, restricting your food the next day, all that kind of stuff. So it's very, very normal in a pattern of binging. Let's see, we got a question over here. I have been binging over a regain 30 pounds in the last year. I hate what I've done to myself. When I start to think of getting back to losing weight, it feels so overwhelming, leads to binging. It's a vicious cycle. Okay, so Anonymous, how do you get out of this cycle? Right? I see it very clearly. Your story about your regain sucks. I hate what I've done to myself. If you continue to tell yourself that, here's the thing. This is real big with me, y'all. I do not, Anonymous, I don't want you ever to write those words ever again. Because you can't afford to keep thinking that. Okay? What is something that you could tell yourself about your regain that feels like 1% better than I hate what I've done to myself? Because that is just something you're choosing to think. It's not a fact. And that's the only way you're going to get out of this cycle. Because when you're hating what you've done to yourself, of course it feels overwhelming to try to do it again. I'll give you a suggestion of something. Regains happen. We also have the Regain Solution course, by the way, inside the membership, which I definitely recommend. And I think that we're redoing it sometime this year. But in the meantime, it is there. But the key with regains, y'all, is we at least have to have a 1% better story about our regains. Because if you just continue to tell yourself, I hate what I've done to myself, you will never get back to losing weight consistently. Regains happen. What's my next best choice today? I always talk about how I've lost weight twice with no BS. Regain happened to me. You're no unicorn. Okay, it happened to a lot of us. Now what? Regains happen. Here I go, figuring out how to lose weight for the last time. That's my suggestion for you. Okay, you're still going to hear, I hate what I've done to myself. I'm not saying you can just turn off that switch. But when you offer yourself something else, that voice can get a little bit quieter over time. Okay, and then this. What's my next best choice? Can I just and get yourself into action doing something different and doing something new? That gets you out of the overwhelm too. What's my next best choice? Mary said, my binges mostly happen on Saturdays when I'm running errands. Great awareness of your patterns, Mary. Huge win. It is usually the only time of the week when I'm able to be alone and have time for myself. I see it as a reward for making up for my lack of solitude. Okay, you are so aware of your patterns of binging, right? So here's question number one, Mary, for you. Is this how I want to use this time for myself? Is this what I want to keep doing? Is this how I want to keep rewarding myself? Okay, you just said no in the chat. What could I try instead? And I say try intentionally. Your brain wants to find the exact right answer that is going to like solve your binging forever. Sorry. Take a nice walk around the park. Okay. Absolutely give that a try. I also suggest, what if you sat in the parking lot of the park, scrolled on your phone, watched The Real Housewives, called a friend? I hear a lot of taking a nice walk. And I mean, y'all, if y'all love to take walks, you go for it. But that is not the thing that comes to mind immediately when I'm rewarding myself. Okay? If we rewarded ourselves with food, a walk could be not be super realistic for us. But it may be for you, Mary. Only you know. And give it a try. But y'all, let's just kind of go from like eating to like something else that we really love to do and not judge it. Like sitting in your car and playing a game on your phone, sitting in your car and listening to music, sitting in your car and, you know, or like walking around TJ Maxx. I don't know. Right? So, okay, great ideas. All right, y'all, I'm about to have to get out of here. Let's see. I regained 25 pounds over the last year and a half, and it's hard because sometimes I focus on how it happened. Okay. I want you to take my advice, right? Where, like, what is the 1% leveled up story I want to tell about my regain? And y'all, my favorite is regains happen. Because like we can actually like believe that. But it doesn't like, you know, imply that we're horrible or we're bad, or, you know, it also like reminds us that other people have regained too. So we're not alone in this. And then add on that, okay, and what am I going to do next? Okay. All right. Go to a cafe for a nice coffee. Great idea. Great idea. Yes. So like the wheels are turning now, right? Y'all are getting some ideas, but here's the thing. I always say, what do you want to try? Because please do not expect a one and done where it's like, oh, well, if I just go to a cafe once and get a coffee, then I'll never want to binge again when I'm by myself on Saturdays. Y'all, we got to give this stuff time and we got to give it repetition. We've repeated binging a lot. So one time of going for a walk around the park, or, you know, we probably we'll still want to binge sometimes on Saturdays when we're by ourselves, okay? So keep practicing. All right. Okay, y'all. I think that's it. I just talked for an hour, but it was fun and I think it was helpful for you all. So, like I said, stay tuned for more news on new things for you who binge sometimes. And I'm excited to be working with that. And even though I have some self-doubt, even though I question myself sometimes, it's we're doing this. We're doing it. And I'm going to be there to help you all. So, all right. Last few words, last check of the chat. I realize that being a perfectionist, it is a lot of what makes me strive for the perfect snack, but I don't see. Oh, but I try all the imperfect snacks along the way. Yeah. Really get aware of this perfectionist thinking. There is a connection to like between binging and perfectionist thinking. So just stay curious about that. I'm doing my own kind of research on that for sure. Oh, and good, Rachel. Rachel is practiced planning and has really worked on decreasing her eating. So that's amazing. All right, y'all. This was so fun. So please know I am in the binge support group in Facebook. So I'm around. Feel free to tag me. Also, all the coaches can help you and ask coaches. I bet I'd be glad to help you in there as well. All right, guys. Okay. I will see you next month. Take care. All right. Bye-bye.